Rising cyber threats in the UAE. Why one click could cost you your business. Over the past few weeks, a noticeable pattern has emerged across the UAE. Cyber attacks are no longer random. They are being timed and shaped around regional developments. What makes this particularly dangerous is not the technology behind the attacks, but the psychology. Employees are receiving emails that look entirely legitimate, presenting themselves as updates on regional tensions, government-style advisories, or breaking news alerts. In reality, these are carefully engineered entry points into corporate systems. In several recent instances, businesses have been compromised not through sophisticated system failures, but through a single moment of human curiosity. Why UAE businesses are being targeted? The UAE's position as a global commercial hub makes it especially attractive to threat actors. Organizations in legal, financial, and professional services sectors are particularly exposed due to the volume and sensitivity of the data they handle. The risk is not theoretical. A successful breach can lead to exposure of confidential client information, disruption of operations through malware or ransomware, direct financial loss and recovery costs, regulatory implications under data protection frameworks, long-term reputational damage. What is changing is the entry point. Attackers are increasingly using contextual relevance, emails that align with what people are already reading in the news. What needs to change immediately? From a practical perspective, the most effective response is not purely technical, it is behavioral. Be cautious with context-driven emails. Messages linked to geopolitical developments should be treated as high risk, even if they appear credible. Attackers deliberately leverage trending topics to create urgency and prompt quick action. Verify the sender, not just the name. Do not rely on the display name alone. Always check the actual email address, paying attention to slight spelling variations, ej.govua.com versus gov.ee. Unusual domains or subdomains. External email warning banners. Mismatched reply to addresses. When in doubt, verify the source through an independent channel. Recognize common red flags. Be alert to emails that create urgency or pressure, immediate action, contain unexpected links or attachments. Use generic greetings instead of your name. Include grammatical errors or inconsistent formatting. Limit exposure on corporate systems. Avoid accessing news or external content on work devices during periods of regional tension. Personal devices should be used to reduce the risk of accidental interaction with malicious links or compromised sources. Do not assume familiarity equals safety. Emails appearing to come from colleagues, clients, or trusted organizations can still be spoofed. Always verify sensitive requests independently. Escalate early. Promptly reporting suspicious emails to the IT or cybersecurity team can prevent wider compromise. Early detection is often the key factor in containing an incident. Embed continuous cybersecurity awareness. Cybersecurity is no longer a one-time training exercise. Organizations should adopt a continuous approach, including regular, monthly, or quarterly awareness sessions, phishing simulation exercises, ongoing updates from IT and cybersecurity teams on emerging threats and attack trends, a shift in risk from systems to people. Most organizations have already invested in cybersecurity infrastructure. The current wave of attacks is designed to bypass those systems by targeting individuals instead. This shifts the risk profile significantly. The question is no longer whether systems are secure, but whether employees are prepared. In the current environment, staying informed is necessary, but interacting with the wrong information, in the wrong way, can have serious consequences. Article by Haas Law Firm's IT expert, Sandeep Devonda.